Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you're ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news. Hello, 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 and welcome to Connect with Max and Polly, the show where we talk about and bring in current news stories and current topics to help you to reframe them in a spiritual way so that you can live in more peace, more joy, and more love. It's great to have you here. My name is Max Ryan, and here is my wonderful, incredible friend.
Hi, Max. Hello, everybody. Hi. It's Polly. Thank you so much for sharing this time of the day with us and me.
And happy November. Happy November.
And happy November. And you know what? I mean, today is a glorious day, but we have had, like, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to talk about.
There is a lot of stuff going on. Boy, there sure is. There sure is. No doubt about it. I mean, if you're looking at the news, even if you're not looking at the news, it bleeds into every area of your life where you get the news, even if you're not even looking at the news. So there's a lot of things going on. And there's a lot of things going on in my life and all the things going on in your life too, Polly, right?
For sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, for sure. Lots of changes going on. So I just want to be really transparent with everyone listening. Is that Polly right now is having a little adventure in her life.
I am.
Let's talk about that, Polly.
Many people know that I live in Alaska, but a dream of mine for many years has been to have a place for during the winter where I can do retreats, spiritual retreats, and spend my winters. And so I actually am right now in Arizona, and we're trying to find the perfect place for us to be in the winter. So I'm actually being picked up, and we're going to go look at some of those places this morning. I will still be listening to the radio show, but I won't be able to chime in like I normally do because I'm going to be on my little adventure finding my spiritual retreat that is in the process of being developed. So,
I love it. I love it. And you know what? You know, Polly and I have known each other for quite a few years, and we've been talking about this for a long time. And what Polly and I were talking about before we came on the air is the whole idea about, you know, when we're working with spirit, when we're following that inner voice, you know, we never know the timing of how everything is going to happen, but our job is to just keep following the voice. And that's really a great example of following that voice, right, Polly?
It is, and I just have a quick story to tell that I told Max earlier when I was like, I don't know, this is like over 30 years ago. I was in college, and I really wanted to have an intuitive reading. There was like this gypsy lady, but I was kind of afraid, so I brought a friend to go with me. But she was a little, you know, for whatever reason, she was a little intimidating. And so I had the reading, and at that time I was like, I want to hear about my love life. I want to hear about, you know, something more important than anyhow, I wanted to hear what I thought was the most important was my love life. And so she said something to the effect that, you know, you're not going to be fully satisfied with life until much later. And eventually you will have a place where there are dark mountains and the second home where there are orange trees. That was so many years ago. And I remember leaving that reading and I was disappointed. And but I never forgot what she said. And it has been so accurate. So I think about
because,
that a lot. I mean, it is uncannily accurate.
Right, right, right. So that little seed has been planted a long time ago from way down in the depths of somewhere, of spirit, for sure. And
yeah.
But you have, and we all have, you know, we have a responsibility either to keep that little spark alive, or we can, at any point in our life, we can go, well, I guess it's not working out. Wah, wah, wah. Forget it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, like, what she said, you know, which nobody wants to hear. This was the kicker. Nobody wants to hear you're not going to be fully satisfied for a very long time. I mean, who wants to hear that? But the truth in that is, it took me a long time to like settle down and learn how to connect. And that's when I had like this major life change, and that satisfaction was there. It's not like my life changed dramatically in any other way. It's I learned how to connect, and that's now what I help other people do.
Amen. Amen. Good job. Okay. Let's move into a couple things. I think you're going to be picked up in just a little bit, right? So, should we bring up a topic, or do you want to sign off? You tell me. You know your timing
better.
Well,
can I bring up one topic?
Yes, go ahead.
It weighs heavy on my heart.
Yes.
It's the topic of, and I know this is obviously so controversial, but it's the topic of what we have going on right now, where we have thousands of people trying to find a place to land and trying to find a place where they will be safe. And you know what? They're looking for safety, right? They're looking for the basic necessities. And I'm talking about the caravan that is going to be coming to the United States border soon. And to me, you know, if humanity cannot extend out some form of welcome, some extension of kindness to these people who are risking their life, their children's life, they don't even know where the next food or their shelter is coming from, and we're meeting them with the military.
Yep. No doubt about it. It is. Of course, it's controversial, but it should. Here's my feeling as, you know, as in my work, and besides, you know, whatever my political views are, is that, you know, spiritually, we're asked to lead with love. We're asked to lead with compassion, and we're asked to move in that direction all the time. But there's always a part of us called the ego that is really lives in fear. It really lives in fear, and that little voice of fear can take over, and it's kind of like squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
It's
go
so
ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to.
So,
say, I have Max.
You
have
to go.
I have to go. But
okay.
Thank you to everybody. Prayers to everybody, and prayers to everybody to find safety.
That's right. Thank you, Polly, and we're sending you great vibrations that the perfect, perfect place is going to show up perfectly. I love you.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, everybody. I'm just going to – oh, okay. Great. So I do want to, like, just say to you, everybody, that I will be taking your calls. And so the number to call in – we already have a pretty full queue, but the number here to call is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. I'll definitely be taking your calls. We've got a few people in the queue already. Thank you for waiting. And I just want to say a couple of things. About this idea of the caravan and everything. Walking a spiritual path in your life can mean a lot to a lot of people, but from my point of view, it is when we are heart-centered. It is when we are thinking, acting, and feeling with the heart center. Because from a spiritual point of view, love heals all things. Love heals all things. And that sounds like, you know, just another bumper sticker. But when you dedicate yourself and your life to love and compassion, then it's very, very clear when you can see when the ego takes over. When I talk about the ego in this context, I'm really talking about the part of ourselves that thinks without love. We all have that part of ourselves, and it is our choice whether that is going to be the dominant voice or that's going to be a voice that is the call for love. So it's either going to call you for love to love, or it's going to bring you further into fear, further into separation, further into distinguishing between us and them, between you and me, because on a spiritual level, there's really only one of us here. There's really only one of us here. That's why, you know, that song, "You're Not Heavy." B, you're not heavy. You are me. You are me. We're all connected. So it's not that, and this is really important on our spiritual path, that we don't make people wrong for whatever they do. Whatever they do is what they're doing. Whatever they do is what they're going to do. But we have a responsibility for us to do what we believe is true also. But they don't need to be wrong. You don't need to be right, that's for sure, because that sure isn't a spiritual perspective at all. But to see how everyone is coming from their own reality, from their own reality. And what I would posit to you is that there's a bigger reality. And that reality, when we're in touch with that underground center of being, the God force, the Godhead, the Buddha nature, when we are more connected with that, then this kind of surface kind of reality, then you walk through the world very differently, very differently. Okay, so think about that for a moment. And this is what we'll do. We'll take some calls. Let me just tell you, if you'd like to know more about what I do, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there, attractpositiveresults.com. I send out a newsletter all the time to help you, to remind you what I'm doing and to help you in a million different ways. And also, I'm also on Periscope every morning at it's the same as my Twitter, at Max Ryan Coach. Every morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, I'm on Periscope. We talk about, you know, spiritual principle. We play games. We have good news and all of that stuff. So I invite you to join me to join in the fun. And also, Polly didn't get a chance to say this, but Polly's website is Gateways to Peace, Gateways to Peace with the number 2.com. And you can find out everything that Polly's doing and about her book and all of that stuff. Okay. So, all right. So let's go to a caller. I've got a couple of things I want to bring up, but let's go to a caller because we've got quite a few online right now. I mean, the way that the calls work is that I will we'll go in the order of how long you've been on the queue, and I will say the first three letters of the area code and numbers of the area code in the first three numbers. So here we go. Let's move to area code 863-263-289. 863-289. Hello, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How's it going?
Been a little interesting lately.
Interesting.
Like everybody
else,
I think I'm having my own little adventure.
Well, that's what life is, right? It's a big adventure if we look at it that way. Julia, what do you think about what I was talking about this idea about living from the heart?
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think the world
How is that?
Would be a different experience if everybody did.
Mm-hmm. How are you able to stay connected with your heart in your daily life?
You know, I try to be a good person, to be helpful and supportive to the people in my life. But from my own personal experience, I'm finding myself kind of getting sort of trapped in a cycle of fear and uncertainty.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, trying to figure out like where my place is in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of throwing you off your base, right? So you're unsure.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a mistake that I just kind of like the deer in the headlights. I'm just like, oh gosh, you know, and I don't know anything.
Right. Okay. Great. Good. You know, I mean, it's, this is, you know, life is, there's never an ending point to the journey, right? So it's always going to shift and change, and how we deal with that shift and change is how we either are living much more on the peace side rather than the fear side, right? But let me ask you this. I just pulled a card for you. I pulled the Page of Cups, and what's happening, what I feel for you, Julia, is that you are, and you even just kind of said this, and the Page of Cups a lot of times is about a brand new things coming, new vibrations, new feelings. You're being asked, Julia, right now to let go of a lot of what you were so you can birth a new you, and that is not always easy, right? Right, Julia?
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially mid-50s, it's like, ay, ay, ay.
me too. And, you know, I think that, and it doesn't, you know, it's crazy, you know, crazy, but Julie, the truth is that our life, spirit in our life is always going to be asking us to expand, right? It's always going to be asking us to expand because we never stop growing. So right now, and can I ask you this? Do you have some kind of an artistic thing that you really like to do? There's an artistic thing, a creative something that you really like doing?
Actually, I went to school for interior design, but I didn't have confidence in my ability. I had an instructor that said, nobody's going to buy Walmart design, and I, you know, it sort of kind of crushed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's horrible.
But I like that. I like to, you know, organize, going to people's houses and help them organize and arrange my strong suit, I guess.
Yeah, because the other thing about the Page of Cups is about new things and rebirth and all that. It's also a super, whenever I get this card, it's usually about someone that has some artistic endeavor that they need to get out. So I'm going to tell you that the Spirit's definitely asking you right now to spend more time doing some of that stuff. You don't have to be like, I'm going to now become an interior designer, but there's something, Julia, about you going, you know what, I'm just going to play around with this. I'm going to give some energy to some of that, because I believe, and I also believe, that whatever we feel good doing is kind of the gateway to the next thing. So, thank you. So my guide's going, Julia, this is the time to get out of your head and do what feels good for a little bit. And just do a little bit of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a lot of my problem is in my head. So, yeah.
You are in your head. You're trying to figure it out, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. The way to figure it out is to follow that voice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So follow that voice. Listen, I see it now. I see a very, very clear picture of you going to a bookstore and looking at design books and looking at magazines. I want you to start populating your vibration with that, like, whoa, I could do this, I could do that, I could do that, because I feel like that's probably the most productive thing for you to do right now. Because I think that this time in your life, and I believe this really strongly, this time on this planet for humanity is to listen to that voice a lot more than that rational, got to do this, figure it out voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, Julia, the other one I get for you is I get the World card turned upside down.
Ooh,
and when The World card is a great card because it's like the world's at your feet. You could have anything that you want to. It's really that time for you. But when it's turned upside down, it's like it's right there, but you're like, oh, my God, what can I do? Oh, your feet, you're really scared to make a move.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So follow the first card that I told you is about, like, just start dipping your toe back to connecting with the passion of design and organizing and all that stuff. Start to do more of that and give a little more time to that, because I think that that's going to give you more courage to go, yeah, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do some of this stuff. And just have fun with it. Okay, Julia?
Yes, fun, yes.
You need more fun.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Definitely call back and let us know how everything goes, and then you can tell us about your brand new organizing book that you've written.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Thanks so much. Thanks for taking
so welcome.
Me.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, listen, everyone. That is really great advice. That's great advice. You know, Spirit just came through immediately with this work. I mean, with this message for Julia, in that, you know, follow that thing. You know, a lot of times people come to me and they're like, well, it's not working, and my life is this, and this is happening, and I just sometimes I just ask them a really basic question. I say, how much time each week are you dedicating to that thing that you love? And they're like, oh, no, my kids, my mom, my house, my this. I don't have time. Well, you got to make time. You got to make time. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in your life. I don't want to be a doomsday, you know, prophesizer here. But you don't know what's going to happen. Do things you love. Populate your life with things that feel good. With things that feel good. And the more that you do that, as they say, the higher your vibration goes. I believe that the deeper your vibration goes, the more that you populate it with hobbies that you like. And listen, this is not about like, oh, I have to make interior design the way I make money. No, just read more of the books. Just do this because it opens up that channel of flow in your life. So important. So important that you do that. So thank you, Julia, for that call. One thing I did want to say today is today's the first day of November. So we're into fall. Let's talk about fall for a moment before we take the next caller. Fall is a really, really powerful time. I really enjoy fall for a lot of different reasons. You know, that hibernation feeling, the days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer. Oh my God, that sounds like that old Dan Fogelberg song. Anyway, if you're a certain age, you might know that song. And so the fall is really about this idea about turning inward. I mean, what do we talk about all the time? Turning inward. And the fall really does... the environment is supporting you in turning inward. So let me just tell you, I always think of the fall as a time to reassess. It's a time to look at what your choices are. It's a time to look at where you want to go, you know, and really look at your life and look at your relationships, look at your career, look at your money, and say, what feels in resonance? What feels in resistance? And you don't have to do anything yet. And actually, that's not the time to do it. But this is the beginning. The time to like make some either decisions or some choices about moving in a certain direction that you might not be going. This is the perfect time to do that. So I would really encourage you during these hibernating times to just, you know, meditate more. First of all, if you're not meditating every day, I highly suggest it. Because when you meditate, you connect with the ground of being of the Godhead, of the Christ consciousness. And it's from that place that you will start to go, oh, what about this? What about this? And you will be guided. You will be guided. You know, I'm a teacher and a student of A Course in Miracles for over 30 years. And we're taught as Course in Miracles students to wake up every morning and say, dear God, where to go? Dear God, tell me what to do. Dear God, tell me what to say and to whom. And then we're told to wait and listen. And the way that you develop that capacity to hear that, what they call the still small voice, it's almost, I don't say it's impossible, but it's very hard to do that if you're not, don't have a regular meditation practice. And I would highly encourage you to do that, because the fall is the time for you to meditate more. The fall is the time to just sit with your choices, sit with what's coming up, and then you can reassess. All right. I just wanted to bring that up because today is the beginning of November and it's holiday season and the holidays are going to get going, which I really love. Let me just give you all the number to call in. There are people in the queue. Thank you so much for waiting. The number to call in is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. And if you're just tuning in, Polly is out having an adventure. She's probably listening to us right now. But she can't be on live because she is manifesting her brand new home in Arizona with her incredible family. So let's go to a call before we take a little bit of a break. We're going to go to, I think this is a Skype call. It's, if you're on Skype, because it's a 1111111111, usually that's a Skype call. So if you are on Skype, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, hi. My name is Donna. I'm sorry. I think I had the number blocked. No, I'm
sorry. Oh, that's okay. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I have a relationship question. Is that something I can ask?
Yeah. But let me ask you this. What are you thinking about the topics that we've been talking about today before we get to your relationship question?
Sorry,
about following your heart?
Yeah, I do that.
All that stuff?
Yeah, I do follow my heart, but I don't know. I maybe do it too much.
Yeah, because then it's probably not your heart. If that's your answer, it's probably not your heart. But that's okay. That's okay. All right, so let me just pull in my energy for you, and it's about relationship, Donna, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you just do me a favor, Donna? Take a deep breath with me. Take an inhale. Good. Okay. All right. So immediately, Donna, I feel that there's a renewal energy. There's something ending and something beginning. I don't know if that means that this relationship that someone's pulling away and there's a renewal thing. Is this a newer relationship? Did this just happen, or is this going to happen, or is there a new thing around this relationship?
I don't know. I was just asking what you see for a gentleman named Chris and I.
Okay. You don't know how long that you haven't been together yet? Is that what you were saying?
No, I was just wondering what you picked up with for Chris.
Okay, I just need some information because I'm getting a couple of different things coming in right now. Is that there's an ending and there's a beginning. That's what I feel like. Someone has pulled away and then there's a new thing happening. Have you just ended a relationship?
No, he and I haven't been seeing each other for a while, and I'm just wondering whether you see him and I reconnecting at some point.
Okay. I feel, this is what I feel. Okay, that makes sense then. I feel, the first thing I felt was this energy, and I felt like a guy pulling away, and this could be the distance that you've had, that you haven't been together. You know each other, but you haven't been together, right? Is that right?
On and off.
It's an on and off thing. Okay. I picked the Five of Cups. Now, the Five of Cups is kind of about hope renewed. Like, there's potential, because there's been a pull away, there's going to kind of be a pull back, like a rubber band effect. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's been a removal, and then there's going to snap back. But here's the deal. What I feel strongly is that if you are putting your eggs in the basket that he's the one, you need to stop that, because that's not going to help. Because he's not, I don't believe he's the one. I don't believe in the one anyway, or part of your life and part of your journey for sure. He's not going away. He's going to come back in. And I feel like he's going to end up feeling more like, and you might not want to hear, yeah, thank you. My guide's like, she's not going to want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, that what you what you want to be of the relationship is not the perfect form of the relationship, but it's more like he can be a really great ally and friend to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's important for you to just go, you know what, let's see where this relationship goes. Let's see if we're more friends or we're more something more. I believe it's more like he's a friend for you. He's more like a, you know what, I'm back and I can support you in a different way. You have a lot of cups. I just picked a lot of cup cards for you. And the cup cards are a bit emotional. And you're keeping a lot of emotions inside, Donna. You're kind of like keeping them pushed down. I want to tell you to bring them up. Express your feelings more. Allow them, because I think you're afraid of expressing your feelings. There's a fear of, like, just expressing your feelings. Be a little more fearless, because I feel like there's a lot for you as far as your happiness and your real, like, total happiness feels like it has to do with you expressing your feelings more. So I feel like this guy Chris is gonna be kind of an ally to you when you guys kind of come back to you together. I don't know if it's going to be a romantic thing, but let that go, because I feel like there's something about you being more expressing your feelings. And even if they're, when I say express your feelings, it's not like, oh, just express all your bad feelings. No, express your joy, express your love, express your passion, express your frustration. Just express a little bit more. Does that make sense to you, Donna?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
What's going on with you right now?
Because
you want to get off. You want to get off really fast. What's going on?
No, I just want to thank you. Thank you for all that information.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Express your feelings, and I feel like that's going to help you a lot. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, express your feelings. It's really important. Express what you need to express, because the more you hold it in, the more you stay stuck. Most people aren't expressing their feelings because they're afraid of rejection, or they're afraid of being judged, or they're afraid of whatever it happens to be. You know what? Screw it. Just have fun. Express your feelings. If you're mad, be mad. If you're happy, be happy. Allow it to come out, because that helps the flow. That helps the flow, everybody. All right. We're going to take just a short break. Let me tell you, the number to call in is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. You are listening to Connect with Max and Polly, and Polly's listening, but it's Connect with Max today. Let's take just a moment to listen to a little bit of meditation music, and we'll be right back to take your calls. Hello and welcome back to Connect with Max and Polly. Sorry, I have to It's great to have you here, everybody. Sorry, I just have to mute myself. I'm going to cough. Sorry about that. I have a little allergies and they just keep scratching my throat. But we are back. So it's great to have you here, everybody. Welcome to Connect with Max and Polly. If you're just joining us, the show where we look at things that are happening in the world so that we can have a more spiritual or a more positive relationship to anything that feels fearful, that feels doubtful, that feels like it's bringing up negative energy in you. And that's what we do. We kind of help you to reframe that stuff. And before we go on to the callers, the number to call is 516-531-9809, 516-531-9809. Okay? All right. So I'm going to, I wanted to tell you about something that's pretty great. We know we have a big, huge problem in this world with plastic pollution, right? We've got this big, huge problem with plastic pollution, and if you don't know, do some research about the big, huge plastic islands in the ocean of all the waste of plastics, and do anything that you can to use less or no plastics, especially your water bottle situation. Really, your water bottle situation. We all have an impact on this earth, and if everyone just stopped buying all those water bottles, we would make a huge impact. Get a stainless steel bottle and get a filter, put it on your faucet, and fill that water bottle with the filtered water. It will save so much plastic, it's crazy. But, so that's the problem, right? That's the problem. But I recently ran across this great, wonderful discovery. Scientists accidentally created a super enzyme that can devour plastic pollution. I'm not going to read you the whole article, but basically scientists, they created, Japanese researchers created an enzyme, to eat through bacteria, and then scientists started to look at this, and they started to kind of experiment more with it, and they accidentally, really, in the midst of their studies, they accidentally created a super enzyme that is derived from that bacteria that the Japanese researchers created, except it's even stronger than the original one. And they're saying that this super enzyme, it's non-toxic, it's biodegradable, and it completely degenerates and takes care of some of the most intense plastics that have, you know, that have shelf life of thousands and thousands of years, these PETs and all these other plastics that are much more complicated to pronounce than I can pronounce for you. So look at that. I mean, humans, we've got such an incredible capacity for innovation. We've got such an incredible capacity. So no matter how bad it seems, always know that there is a miracle. And that miracle could come through science, it could come through art, it could come through a million different ways. But our capacity to really, really overcome is endless. It doesn't matter what form it takes. And remember from the beginning of the show that one little part of your brain will be like, oh no, but you've got to allow the miracle. And so it's really great that you look at what's happening in the world, and then also, you know, look what's happening on the negative side, quote unquote negative side, but also look at scientists discovering these incredible things. Incredible. It's happening all the time. As long as there's humans and there's creative thinking, right? All right, everyone, let's go back to the phone lines. Thank you for waiting, everybody. We go in the order here. I will give the area code in the first three numbers, and let's see. We're going to go to area code 256-473. 256-473. Hello?
Hi, Max. This is Kimberly from Atlanta.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going in Atlanta?
Oh, it's going well.
I was just listening
to what you were saying about the ego and love, mm-hmm. and that's something that I'm dealing with right now, you know? And
mm-hmm.
what you said made so much sense.
How does it make sense to you? How is that applying in your life, Kimberly?
Well, I've been searching for a job. It's been 5 months, and I've been living on my savings, and it's dwindling. And I'll get in touch with my higher self and see another perspective and, you know, just keep waiting because I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, I think. And
mm-hmm.
then I'll get into ego and I'll say, well, something is not happening now. I'll get into impatience and I'll get upset, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's actually separating myself again. So that's what I'm talking about.
Good, good, good. That awareness is huge. I mean, developing that awareness and seeing how the ego is working in your life, and it pulls you away from the trust. It pulls you away from the faith. It pulls you away from all that. You know, I want to say one thing, because I did just pull a card for you, and I'll tell you what the card is. It's kind of perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a class all about abundance and all of that stuff. And what I teach all of my students is I say, listen, the most important time when it comes to especially the flow of money, the most important time to be aware of what your vibration is and what's going on and internally with feelings and everything is when the money's not coming in. That's
mm-hmm.
the most important time. Because if you mm-hmm. can be in a place that you're still like, I'm not sure where it's going happening right now, but I know I'm being helped in the divine now. I know it's so good. If you can be there instead of into the fear insanity place, then you know what? That I call that the ebb. Then the flow starts to come faster. Then it starts to trickle in because you're not in that, oh, my God, place. Does that make sense, Kimberly?
Yeah,
for sure, for sure. And I picked a card for you. I picked the moon card, and I want to tell you this. This is great. The moon card, and I feel like it really applies to you in all different ways. I pulled it upside down, and when it's upside down, it really is this kind of idea that you need to be reminded that peace is going to come, but after you go through some things, and I feel like you're going through it. You just said that right now, but it's a really positive thing for you right now to know it's all coming. It's kind of like what I just said. It's that idea that everything's all working out. I don't really see it right now, but it's all working out. That idea, right, Kimberly?
Mhm. Mhm.
Mhm. And the moon card. In general, is a really powerful card because it's saying, it's either encouraging you or it's reflecting that you're following your intuition through the shadows right now. So the shadows, mm-hmm. you know how when there's just a moon out and you can't quite see through the forest, you know what I mean? It's just that light where you're kind of going, I guess I'm going to have to go this way, but you're moving forward. I feel like that's really, really, really where you are right now. You're moving through. You can't quite see the forest for the trees, but you're still moving, and it's very much following your intuition. What you said before is really true. Sit down, listen to your higher self, talk to God, bring in the angels. Do you work with a certain saint? Is there a saint you work with? Just got saint.
I usually talk to Jesus more and Mother Mary more than anything. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's great. That's great. I feel like there's a saint for you, but I'm not sure why. Oh, it's All Saints Day. Anyway, it's All Saints Day. I don't know why, but I was just shown Saint Anthony. So I don't know what that means. Oh, Saint Anthony is the patron of lost things. So maybe he's going to help you. Start praying with Saint Anthony.
Okay.
Read about Saint Anthony. Look at some iconery of Saint Anthony, because I feel like he's kind of somebody for you. I don't know why, but who knows?
Okay.
Did you have a? I just had to go into that. Did you have a more specific question though?
Oh yes, my more specific question is the applications that I've been putting in. You know, like, am I on the right path? Is somebody going to call me soon?
You're on the right path. Now, listen,
okay.
Everything that I just said about this card is the answer to that question. You're on the right path.
Okay.
You're moving through it. And just know that as you go, it's not gonna work out the way exactly how you think. But I've really felt this from you anyway. You definitely are on the right path. Keep moving in that direction. But, okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. So, you know, oh, God. Do you know the story of the tortoise and the hare, right?
Yes.
So the tortoise always wins the race, right? The tortoise always wins the race. So that's what you're doing right now, and so that's really good. I think that you're really doing that. You're doing the turtle. I call that the turtle theory. So you're doing the turtle theory. But there are times in our life when sometimes you're like, oh, my gosh, I think I need to be the hare and start moving.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like one of those times of you like, oh, I need to like start stirring things up a little bit. I think that you creating some energy, I don't think it's right now, but I think very soon of you going, you know what, I'm just going to do something really like crazy, like just get out there and move your energy around. Do you know what I mean, Kimberly?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that what you need to do right now? Is that what the Spirit's telling me?
Maybe so.
Yeah. Think about this. Yeah. This is what I get. Over this weekend, you know, think you can listen to this again or whatever. Just sit with your higher self and go, do I need to do a little massive action thing right now? And just ask. Just ask.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's going to come for you anyway. It's kind of like a little bit of like, you know what? I trust God. I trust everything's going to happen, and it's all good because you're already on that turtle path anyway, which is fantastic. But every once in a while, just to shift things around, we need to shake it up. So just ask in prayer and meditation, do I need to shake some things up right now?
Okay.
To get reinvigorated. Okay. That's the reinvigorated
okay.
is the word that I'm getting. Okay, Kimberly?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Good. Have a all wonderful right. rest of your day.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know, sometimes we got to shake some stuff up. And I really feel like that might have really been the message for Kimberly too. Trust your intuition. Keep following. Keep walking through. But every once in a while, you just got to go like, you know what? I'm just going to – it's kind of like when you're on a diet or whatever and you're eating healthy. And it feels good and everything. And once in a while, you're going to be like, I'm having the cheesecake. Sometimes you got to do that just to play with energy. It's more like playing with energy, actually. All right. So let's go. Let's see who's next in the queue. Thank you, everyone, for being so patient. Let's see who's next in the queue. Hold on. Okay, we're going to go to 805-617, area code 805-617. Hello?
Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you, Matt?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Donna,
good,
right?
Woman. Yeah, right.
you're our second Donna today.
Yeah.
I love it.
That.
Great to have you here. So, Donna, how can I help you, or what do you need to check in with Spirit about?
What you were picking up with Spirit and intuitively. I heard a message from my mom about 6 months ago, and she said I was going to be rewarded. She's on the other side. And then about 5 days ago, I'm sitting in my meditation, which I do regularly for 40
mm-hmm.
minutes every morning. And
good.
My intuition came in. It was so loving, and I just observed it. It's like it came out of nowhere. I was so surprised, and it said it's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know, you know, I've been praying to meet someone mm-hmm. and also for more abundance to come into my life so I can go traveling.
Okay, great. So first of all, you know, I picked the Seven of Swords for you, which is really interesting. So do you know what the Seven of Swords is about?
No.
It's about making plans and having hopes and trying to make
yeah.
things happen.
Right.
So it's not this is definitely the message for you because it's when I get the Seven of Swords, a lot of times it's about trying too hard on some level. But it's really interesting because when you're meditating, you're getting all these beautiful messages and everything. That's really wonderful. And as soon as I heard the words, what you said, soon, let go of a time thing. Just let go of the time thing a little bit, because I think that planning it out in time and all that stuff, just be like, you know what? There is no time. It could be happening tomorrow. It could happen next week. But in the meantime, I'm having a freaking great time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
It's more important for you to say that, oh, my gosh, and I get the Queen of Swords, which is totally your mother. Your mother. This is your mom, for sure. This is your mom, for sure. Your mom, wow. Okay, your mom is real strong, really strong energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really strong. And she's loving, for sure, but stubborn. She's kind of stubborn, like...
Yeah.
This is the way.
Yeah.
This is the way. This is the way. Very, very headstrong is the word. I would say headstrong. She was a very headstrong mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Anne.
Anne?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. She's a very headstrong woman. She's definitely around you a lot. God, you get all swords. All swords. You're going to love this. Okay, so your mom gave you this message. You sat in meditation, had this loving message, and now I get the Six of Swords. And do you know what the Six of Swords is about?
What?
A journey across the water.
Oh, that's great.
So you're getting very similar messages. I got the chills all over. You're getting very similar messages. It's through me. It's through meditation. It's through your mom.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let go of the soon thing, because it's – I hate saying this, but Donna, it's like it's all in the cards. It's all in the cards for you. Trust that more. Have a good time while this is all happening, because I really do think if you want to take a trip, the energy is right there for it. Your mom is pretty headstrong. The thing that I get from headstrong, it's kind of like the vibration I'm getting from your mom is that it's like, trust me, I know what I'm doing, okay? So trust her message to you. Just trust it.
Yeah.
Just trust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And do you have a little dog?
Well, I was around a little dog that I just loved so much. My brother got this little dog, and I gave it to my friend because she lost her dog. And yeah, but just, oh, super little dog. Loved it.
Oh, yeah. Because I immediately, for some reason, I saw you really loving with this little dog, very loving with this little dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so true.
Yeah, and did that happen recently? Was that recent?
Yeah.
That dog is really, really, really in debt to you, it feels like. That dog has a real connection with you.
Yeah, and I place the dog in a home with my friend, and the dog gets 24-hour attention, and just loves it.
I love it. So just know, you know what? All these things are like spirit going, oh, yeah, you know what? The dog happened. Good thing. This is happening. All of this is all happening is really good. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Okay.
And it's kind of like that's a mitzvah for the universe. What you did for that dog is showing, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Just keep, and your mom's like, just keep trusting. You're doing the right things. You're helping people. You're helping the animals. Just keep doing it, because you're definitely this journey across the water. Is you'll get what you need. You'll get what you need, and you'll be able to take your trips for sure.
Oh, wonderful.
Sure. Good. Where is it that you want to go?
I'd like to go first to Spain, Morocco, Portugal, and then I'd like to hop over to India, and then probably
love
Thailand.
Love it. Populate your life with images of those places, especially the first one that's the most important. So if Spain's the first one, start, you know, I don't know if you're doing this already, just, you know, put pictures of Spain around you. Look at Spain and just bring that vibration of Spain more into your vibration, almost like you're already there.
Okay.
Because it's going to happen.
Thank you, Matt.
It'll happen. You're welcome, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
That's my most favorite name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it,
yeah,
too.
Nice
I like
now.
It too. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Oh, boy. We're going to have to wrap up, my friends. Thank you so much for waiting on the queue. We only have a couple more minutes. So in the last couple of minutes, I want to say a couple of things. I want to say that we have 6 days to vote. 6 days to vote. Talk about in this country, if you're listening in the United States, you have 6 days to vote, and that is exercising your power of choice. You know, in the Course in Miracles, it says that really your greatest power is your power of choice beyond the insanity of the world. That's what it says. So, you know, you have your power of choice to vote in 6 days. Doesn't matter what you vote for, just as long as you step up and you participate in this incredible, incredible world. And voting is just another way to participate in this world. All right, everybody, have an incredible day. Make sure you connect with us, connect with Max and Polly on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook group and you can ask to join that group. We just started that. We have about 35 members. We post inspirational things there, and it is on Facebook. And just look for Connect with Max and Polly. Ask, and we'll bring you into that group. We also are on Instagram, and I am at attractpositiveresults.com. If you would like a reading or I'd like to know how to work with me, you can also book a call with me, and I'll figure out some of your blocks and how we can help you. All right. And then Polly, my wonderful Polly, you can connect with her at gatewaystopeace.com with the number 2, gatewaystopeace.com. Remember, everybody, over this next week, to connect with yourself, connect with others, and connect with love. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Connect Max and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.